हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु. दि शान्ति पाठ इट्सेल्फ् इस् अ वेरि ब्यूटिफुल् शान्ति पाठ वेर् वि थाट्फुलि pray for everything that we need to make this life really a meaningful life. There's nothing which is unwanted. We thoughtfully pray for everything that we need. It's a good prayer. So, in the Samavediye Kenopanishadi, we are seeing the third mantra. Just read, because this is the only way we can memorize the mantras. Om Kene Kene Shitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranav Prathamav Praiti Yuktaha Kene Shitam Vachamimam Vadanti Chakshushrotram Kavu Devo Yunak श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति. वि अण्डर्स्टुड् इन् द सेकेण्ड् मन्त्र that because of the presence of which all the subtle aspects, sense powers, mind, all of them function, all of them enjoy their existence, all of them function. So that because of whose presence everything functions is the pure consciousness. And what is this pure consciousness? It's how it is. You're going to understand in the following mantras. It is a pure consciousness, which is Atma. It cannot be directly communicated. Therefore, the teacher gave an indirect answer. So we understood that. Now we moved on to the third mantra. न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति न मनो न विद्मः न विजानीमो यथैतदनुशिष्यात् अन्यदेव तद् विदितादथो अविदितादधि इति शुश्रुमपोरेषाम् येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे. So here, the teacher begins the teaching and he makes it very clear, this Devaha, the effulgent being, is not something which can be arrived through the sense organs, nor is it an object of action. First of all, it is not even an object. And even words cannot describe this. Why words cannot describe? We understood yesterday, aviseshanavatu. It doesn't have any of the attributes. For any object to be described by a word must fulfill some conditions. It must belong to a jati, a species. It must have some attributes, or it must be associated with some action, or it must have some substance or some connection. So jatihi gunaha kriya dravyam. Jati guna kriya dravya sambandha. Now so form a name. No viseshanam. Aviseshanavat Brahma. This reality has no attributes. Therefore, words cannot describe. This also we understood in yesterday's class. So, seeing this portion, the Bhashyam, Bhagavad Pada makes very clear until now. Because the Atma, the Brahman, happens to be the very truth, the Swarupma of everything. It cannot be the object of anything. It can be object of thought because very truth of the mind. Object of mind because very truth of the mind. Swarupma of the mind. It cannot be an object of perception because it is the very truth of every sense power. We saw a beautiful example also. Agnihi. Agnihi. The fire burns everything. It illumines other things. But it does not, it cannot burn itself. It cannot illumine itself. The same way here, every sense power, especially mind also, cannot reveal its own swarupam, cannot know its own swarupam. Agocharatvat na vidmaha tad brahma idrisham iti. Agocharatvat. Because it is not available for perception or knowledge. Agocharatvat. Na vijan, ataha na vijani maha. How exactly is the Brahman? What exactly is the nature of Brahman? What sort of a thing it is? It is not possible to understand. Therefore, ataha na vijani maha. We do not know. Yatha. Yatha yena prakarena. By which method, in what manner, yetad brahma anusishyat. So anusishyat is upadishet. In which manner, by which method, this teacher should teach his disciples. Sishya, sishya, upadishet, sishyaya, iti abhiprayaha. This is what is, how any teacher can instruct this, teach this to his disciple. Yadhi karanagocharam tad anyasme upadeshtum shakyam. Jati guna kriya viseshanehi. Anything which is endowed with any attribute such as species, attributes, action, etc., then it is easy to teach. Upadeshtum shakyam. It is possible to teach that object endowed with some attributes to another person. Natat jatyadi viseshanavat brahma. This Brahman is not viseshanavat. Jatyadi viseshanavat na. Brahma. As Brahman is not something which is endowed with any of the attributes. So what? The teacher says here, तस्मात् आचार्यस्य तस्मात् विषमम्, विषमम् इत्युक्ते वेरि डिफिकल्ट्, देयरफोर् इट् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट्. डिफिकल्ट् वाट्? शिष्यान् प्रत्याययितुम्. सि प्रत्याययति, द वर्ब् इस् प्रत्याययति, इस् अ कासेटिव् वर्ब्. प्रत्याययति means making the person understand, convincing a person, making the person understand, making the person recognize, help making the person, convincing the person. What? Pratyayanam. So pratyayitum vishamam. It is very, very, very difficult to make the student understand, convince the student of the nature of reality. So, Sishyan, it is very difficult to make the students, disciples understand. Upadeshena, through the teaching. Therefore, Upadeshe, तदर्थग्रहणे च यत्न अतिशय कर्तव्यताम् दर्शयति. तदुपदेशे अर्थग्रहणे च, इन् टीचिङ्ग् दट्, इन् इम्पार्टिङ्ग् द टीचिङ्ग् आफ् द ट्रूत् आल्सो, तदर्थग्रहणे च आल्सो, इन् ग्रास्पिङ्ग् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् द वर्ड्स्, यत्न अतिशय कर्तव्यताम् दर्शयति. द टीचर् रियली शोस् द ट्रेमेण्डस् एफर्ट् रिक्वायर्ड् आन् दि पार्ट् आफ् द टीचर् टु मेक् द स्टुडेण्ट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् एण्ड् इन् टीचिङ्ग् इम्पार्टिङ्ग् the knowledge of this truth and making this to understand the meaning also, there is a tremendous effort is involved on the part of the teacher. So yatna atishaya kartavyatam darshayati. So here, na vidmaha, na vijani maha. So we do not know Brahman. Na vidmaha, we do not know the truth. Na vijanimaha yatha yetad anusishyat. Iti, how any teacher should instruct, impart this knowledge of this truth to his disciples. We do not know. Iti, अत्यन्तमेव उपदेश प्रकार प्रत्याख्याने प्राप्ते. सो हियर इट इज, इन दिस सिचुएशन इज, देयर इज नो वे ऑफ मेकिंग द स्टूडेंट अरेव एट एग्जैक्टली व्हाट द रियलिटी इज. इट इज वेरी इजी फॉर एनी टीचर टू इम्पार्ट नॉलेज ऑफ एनी ऑब्जेक्ट, बट हियर द टीचर हैज the greatest task of helping the student arrive at something abstract, something formless, something inexplicable, something incomprehensibly subtle. At the same time, which has to be arrived at as the very content of I, as one's own swarupam, the very swarupam of the knower, searcher. Therefore, atyantam, therefore what happens when the teacher said there's no way of communicating this? So the situation arises. What situation? Atyantameva upadesha prakara pratyakhyane prapte. The situation has come that ഉപദേശ പ്രകാര പ്രത്യാഖ്യാനം. പ്രത്യാഖ്യാനം മീൻസ് റിജക്ഷൻ, ടോട്ടൽ റിജക്ഷൻ ഓഫ് ദി ഐഡിയ ഓഫ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടിംഗ് ദി നോളജ് ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. A situation has risen that the rejection of the idea of importing the knowledge of Brahman. So pratyakhyana means denial, rejection. Pratyakhyane prapte, upadesha prakara pratyakhyane prapte, atyantameva. അത്യന്തമേവ ഉപദേശ പ്രകാര പ്രത്യാഖ്യാനേ പ്രാപ്തി വൻ ദർ ഹാസ് റിസൺ ദ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഹാവിംഗ് ടു ഗിവ് അപ് ടോട്ടലി ദി ഈവൻ ദി ഐഡിയ ഓഫ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടിംഗ് നോളജ് ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. തദാ തത് അപവാദ അയം ഉച്യത്തെ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ സച്ച് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ദർ കംസ് എ സൊല്യൂഷൻ. No, apavadaha ayam uchyate. The negation is brought to light. Apavadaha uchyate, the negation of the idea of rejecting the teaching, giving up the idea of teaching. Tada apavadaha ayam uchyate. It is in such a situation, which situation prapte, when അത്യന്തമേവ ഉപദേശ പ്രകാര പ്രത്യാഖ്യാനേ പ്രാപ്തേ ഇൻ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ഉച്യത്തെ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ബ്രോട്ട് ലൈറ്റ് തത് അപവാദ. നോ, ദ ഡിനയൽ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ബി ദർ, റിജക്ഷൻ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ബി ദർ, ദറ്റ് വൺ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ഗിവ് അപ് ദി എഫേർട്ട് of importing the knowledge of Brahman. Dur apavada uchyate. Why? There is a method. Satyam evam pratyakshadibhi pramanaihi paraha pratyayaitum na shakyah. So that here Bhagavad Pada accepts satyam. Evam, this is true. There's no falsehood. This it is true. Evam pratyakshadibhi pramanaihi paraha pratyayitum na shakyah. It is not possible at all to convince the, to make the student understand. Understand this reality through the means of knowledge, through the means of knowledge such as pratyaksham, etc. Pratyakshadi pramanaihi. We're going to talk about these pramanams in Monday class. Pratyakshadi pramanaihi. We have many pramanams, many different means of knowledge. Pratyaksha pramanam. Means perception, that perception. Then anumana pramanam, inference. Then upamana pramanam, comparison. Arthapatti pramanam, assumption. Then shabda pramanam, word. Anupalabdhi, absence. That is, I'm going to explain all these pramanams next class. So we have different pramanams. So direct perception, inference, comparison, assumption, such as even the shabda praman, means of all jindhima of words, all these pramanams are there. Where he says, pratyakshadibhi pramanaihi, by no means of knowledge such as pratyaksham, except direct perception, etc. It is possible to convince the nature of the reality. It's not possible to make this one to understand the nature of reality. instead of the Atma. So Paraha means exalted truth. Paraha is Atma here. The word Paraha, Paraha Pratyayitum Nashakyaha. It is not possible for the Atma to be revealed through any means of knowledge such as perception, etc. So already we are, see, in order to accept it totally, Vedanta Shastram alone as the Pramanam, here already we are convinced that we need not waste our time in trying to understand the truth independently without accepting the Vedanta as the Pramanam. The question rises, why should we lean only on Vedanta Shastram? Why should we lean only on the Upanishads? Why cannot we try any other means of knowledge? Why cannot we try simple meditation methods? We can practice meditations and we can, it's all, after all, the truth has to be arrived at in one's own mind. And why can't we meditate? If we can withdraw our attention from everywhere else, what can meditation do? In meditation, meditation can help you completely withdraw your attention. In fact, meditation cannot help you withdraw your attention. It is Viveka Vairagyam will help you withdraw your attention from everywhere else. Attention will be wandering otherwise everywhere. Attention can be withdrawn from everything else only if Vairagyam is there. Viveka Vairagyam is there. Now, attention is withdrawn, then attention can be placed. But still, the meditation, in practicing meditations, attention can be placed only on something known to you. The object of meditation must be already known to you. Only then you can practice meditation. Because the object is known, you know where you should place your attention. When you know the object, what you're meditating on, then it is nothing to do with the knowledge of the truth. You are simply trying to focus your attention on something else other than the truth. Because you do not know what the truth is. When you pay attention on something else, and you call it meditation, that meditation can help you only remain calm for some time. It can help you even enjoy the experience of samadhi. But ignorance cannot be removed. Knowledge cannot happen. You cannot arrive at, by practicing any meditation, you cannot remove ignorance. You cannot arrive at exactly what the truth is. So meditation is not the means of arriving at the truth. Now, the problem is we have to arrive at what exactly is the truth. Again, wholeheartedly, we must be able to claim that abstract, formless reality as one's own self. Aham Brahma Asmi. We must be able to take ownership of the truth as one's own Swarupam. We must be able to be objective towards our own body, mind, sense complex, in spite of enjoying the body, mind, sense complex. So arriving at it, then repeatedly dwelling upon it, repeatedly seeing that what you arrived at being your own Swarupam, then assimilating it is what is Jnanam. That is where the benefit is, benefit of moksha is. Therefore, he makes it very clear. Satyam evam pratyakshadibhi pramanehi paraha pratyayitum nashakyaha. So no pramanam can be helpful. It is not possible at all to arrive at the reality through any pramanam. Therefore what? Vedanta Shastram is the pramanam. We have to choicelessly make use of the means of Majanhima of Vedanta Shastram. Therefore it is said, Agamena tu shakyate. ஆகமேனத்து சக்கியத்தை. இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு அரைவ் அட் த ரியாலிட்டி, அரைவ் அட் தி எக்ஸால்டட் ட்ரூத் பரஹா ஆகமேனத்து சக்கியத்தை த்ரூ தி பிரமாணம் கால்ட் சாஸ்திரம். ஆகமஹா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் வேதாந்த சாஸ்திரம். ஆகமேனத்து சக்கியத்தை ஏவ பிரத்யாயிட்டும். இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு கன்வின்ஸ் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி, கன்வின்ஸ் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி. இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு மேக் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி த்ரூ தி பிரமாணம், சப்த பிரமாணம் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வேதாந்த. ஆகமேன சக்யதே தது உபதேசார்த்தம் ஆகமம் ஆஹ. ஓகே, சோ ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் டீச்சிங் இம்பார்ட்டிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன், உபதேச இஸ் அ வெரி வெரி ஹைலி எக்ஸ்பிரசிவ் வேர்ட். தத் உபதேசார்த்தம், தஸ்ய பரஸ்ய உபதேசார்த்தம், ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் இம்பார்ட்டிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ரியாலிட்டி, டு எனேபிள் த ஸ்டூடண்ட் அறிவ ரியாலிட்டி, ஆகமம் ஆக. வாட் இஸ் ஆகமஹா ஹியர்? வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் வேர்ட். ஆகமம் ஆக, த டீச்சர் ரிவீல் தி ஆகமஹா. ஆகமம் கிமர்த்தமாக? உபதேசார்த்தம். கஸ் உபதேசார்த்தம்? பரஸ் உபதேசார்த்தம், ஃபார் தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் இம்பார்ட்டிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி. சி, இம்பார்ட்டிங் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் எனேபிளிங் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஸ்டம்பிள் அப்பான் அரைவ் அட் தி ரியாலிட்டி. இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் சம்திங் எல்ஸ், isn't it? Everything else you have to see, understand, talk about it, you can describe it. No, enabling a student arrive at the reality as one's own self for the purpose of teaching important teaching of knowledge of Brahman. Here the acharya agamam aha. See, the word agamaha is a very very important to understand. Agamaha, nigamaha. Nigamaha, agamaha, both words mean Veda Shastram. Vedaha, the word Veda Shastram has many meanings, many words. There are many words which mean the Veda Shastram. And one of the words which mean the Veda Shastram is agamaha. So here agamam aha does not mean the Veda Shastram. In this context, the word agamaha does not mean the Vedaha, even though the word agama means the Veda. Apart from that, we have the Tantra Granthaha. Tantra Shastra Granthaha. Tantra Shastra Granthaha means texts having Tantra Shastram as a subject matter. Tantra Shastra Granthaha are the texts consisting of Tantra Shastram as a subject matter. In those texts, there are topics discussed, and the topics are Agamaha. So the Agamaha, the topic of Agamaha discussed in the Tantra Shastram actually is pertaining to temples. Agama Shastram means now the temple construction, whether it's a Vaishnava temple or Shaiva temple. Shaiva, we have Shaiva Agamas, Vaishnava Agamas. So the temple construction and the methods of pujas which are to be performed in the temples, and the method of krama, how the festival should be celebrated. So all about the rituals we performed, all about the temples, all the detailed knowledge pertaining to temples is contained in the Agama Shastram. So we have different Agama Shastras, and all those Agama Shastras which form the subject matter of the Tantra Shastram, Tantra Shastram, they come under the Smriti Granthaha, means they do not become Shruti, they are not original texts. All those Smriti Granthaha, Agama Shastrani also, present the teaching pertaining to the temples also only in conformity with the Vedic teaching. They do not contradict the Vedic teaching, but all now they are based on the Vedantic vision, Vedic teaching vision only. That is different. That is Agama Shastra. Of course, in order to support, sustain, enable the simple people with devotion and for the growth, and the bhakti involving the duality, to support it also, the Agama Shastras are there. That is different. But here, Agamaha means the traditional teaching system is Agamaha. Agamam Aha. Why the teacher Agamam Aha? Why he presented the traditional teaching system is the uniquely designed teaching system. Uniquely designed method is his Agamaha. In this context, the Agamaha means uniquely designed system of teaching. Because there is a conventional method of teaching. Conventional teaching methodology can be adopted only for teaching anything and everything within the realm of material world. For aparavidya, conventional method can be adopted, can be used. Whereas for arriving at the reality, for paravidya, we need traditional teaching methodology, traditional systematic teaching. The traditional systematic teaching is different from the conventional teaching methodology alone is meant by the word Agamaha. What is the Agamaha? Here follows the sentence in the, which is the Agamaha. So, agamena tu shakyate yeva pratyayayitum. This pratyayanam is a very beautiful word. It is not simply, see, pratyayanam, making the person understand also of the object. The pratyayanam is a specific word which the student has to make the student arrive at the truth. Agamena tu shakyate eva pratyayitum iti tadupadeshartham agamam aha. What is agamaha? Okay. Anyadeva tad viditad athaha aviditad adhi. Iti. Anyat eva, anyat means what? Prithak eva. Anyat, anyadeva. We break it, anyat eva, which means prithak eva. That is distinct, separate. Tad yad prakritam. Shrotradinam, shrotradinam. Shrotradi iti uktam vishayascha tesham. Anyadeva prithakeva. So that which is the activator, that which obtains as the activator, director, agent of all the sense powers, etc., is distinct from, distinct, other than all those sense powers, tesham anyadeva. Therefore, it is not avishayaha, so that which that is distinct from the sense powers. Therefore, they, it is not their object also. Tad viditat anyadevahi. Therefore, that truth obtained as the directing agent of those sense powers is not an object of those sense powers, is distinct from, other than the known. Viditat anyat eva. Indeed. So viditam means what? According to viditam, you know, it's a past passive participle, which means the known. Derived from the root vid, veti is the verb. Viditam means the known. Known means what? See, anything and everything which can be known is what? Knowable. The knowable in the entire world consists of only knowables. The entire world is constituted of knowable things. The entirety of the cosmos is constituted of the knowable, knowables. The knowables are the objects. The knowable, before becoming the known, they are meant by the word aviditam. After being known, becoming the known, they are viditam, viditani, known. The knowables alone, knowables can be categorized into two groups as the known and the unknown. According to the Shastram, the known, the know, before knowing, everything which is knowable is what? Aviditam. After knowing, the knowable becomes what? Viditam. So viditam also, knowable object. Aviditam also an object. Knowable means an object. So viditam also is object. Aviditam is also an object. The known object, unknown object. The known and the unknown, all the objects come under the category of the knowable. There's no such thing called unknowable at all. There's no object which comes under the category of the unknowable. All the objects are knowable objects. Before, if they are known, they are viditani vastuni. Viditam, known. They were to be known, then aviditam. So already known are viditam. Already known is viditam. Which are knowable, which are yet to be known, are aviditam. So here, the teacher says here, viditat adhi ataha. Viditat ataha means this, the activator, director, agent of the sense powers, which is not all, which is distinct from the sense powers, is other than the knowable known objects. Known object. Known. Therefore, what? The Atma here does not come under the category of the knowable. Atma is not an object. Therefore, it is not the knowable. Therefore, it is other than the known. Viditam nama. What is viditam? He explains here. Yad vikriya. Vikriyayati. Vikriya. Vikriya adishayena aptam. Yad vidik. Not vikri, sorry. The dakara is missed here in my book. Yad vidik. Kriyaya atishayena aptam. Vidhi kriyaya atishayena aptam. Very beautiful definition. Viditam nama. What is viditam? Yadi. Udikriya atishayena aptam. So that reality, the truth, the Atma, indeed is distinct, other than the known, distinct from the known, other than the known, and also distinct from the unknown also. Anya deva pritha gevata tati yata prakritam. And that Atma is now actually subject matter under discussion at present. Atma is the subject matter under discussion at present. Therefore, he said, and that is distinct from the known and the unknown. Viditam nama yad vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Vidikriya atishayena aptam is viditam. The known is that which is by all means available within the reach of the function of knowing. So anything which obtains within the reach of the function of knowing is viditam, the known. Have you found in such a definition any other language? What is an object if not? What is the known object? What is the known? The known is that which obtains, which exists, which is by all means exists within the reach of the range of the act of knowing. So vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Vidikriya karma bhutam kvachit. So vidikriya karma bhutam. So karma, it is an object of the act of the function of knowing. Vidikriya karma bhutam. See, please make note. Vidhi means, vid means knowing. Vidikriya means what? Vidhi means knowing. Kriya means action. Vidikriya karma bhutam. Karma means object. The object is that, the viditam, the known, is that which is an object of the function of knowing. The act of knowing. Vidikriya karma bhutam. See, the word vidhi here is derived from the root vid. The verb is veti, knows. So vidikriya means the act of knowing. The function of knowing is vidikriya. That's why vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. That which is arrived at, or that which obtains within the reach of the function of knowing. So that which is an object of the act of knowing, the function of knowing, is the known. Kvachit, kinchit, kasyachit, viditam syat. Kvachit, kinchit, kasyachit, viditam syat. So, the object, that which is an object of knowledge, we already know which is object of knowledge, is viditam. But still, Bhashyam has to, in the Bhashyam, Bhagavad Pada does not know we know this. So he has to explain this. Because those days when it was taught, it was, everything was taught orally. Therefore, what is viditam? Viditam is an object of knowledge. It's an object of the act of knowing. Therefore, what? Therefore, the object of knowledge, which can be known, which may be known by anyone, anywhere. So, kinchit, kvachit, something which can be known by anyone. Kinchit, kasyachit, viditam syat. Sarvameva, vyakritam, viditameva. Therefore, everything everything, anything which is distinguished, which is differentiated, is known. Anything and everything which is differentiated comes under the category of the known only. Sarvameva vyakrutam vidyatameva tasmat anyadeva ityartha. Therefore, what now? That reality is distinct from everything known. And therefore, everything else is also what now? Different from Brahma. Everything else is distinct from Brahma. Anyadeva, tasmat anyadeva. So, Brahman is distinct from everything else. And everything else which is distinguished is distinct from Brahma. Anyadeva, tasmat adu. Tasmat anyad. Iti artaha. I'm going to stop the class today. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.